Hi, my name is Pat, and I am a grateful believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, and I want to give a commentary on the Philippians chapter 1. And before I do that, since we are in a new book, just to say a few things about the book of Philippians. Philippians is really, sometimes people think of it as a joy book. Because it's a book that does not have any fussing whatsoever. It's more of where it's a lot of encouragement. And it's an amazing book in that Paul is writing this book from prison. And yet he has such a strongness in his wording, even as Sharon was reading it and listening to him again and just thinking that sometimes when I'm going through a hard time, I can certainly feel sorry for myself, but I felt none of that and heard none of that, even in his words that he was writing. And so it is a very encouraging epistle, and I hope that we will be encouraged as we read it. I'll start with that chapter 1, verse 1. It says, Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus. And I pray to remember that this is what I have been called to be. I have been called to serve Jesus with all that I am and with excellence. And I pray to serve him in that way. I remember in the 12-step rooms, it was one of the little devotionals where they gave me the image that what happens is that I'm like a waiter who comes with an empty tray, and I come to the Lord each morning, and he fills that tray up with nice things, you know, things that actually I can use and things that I will be able to give to others. But he is the one who fills me up. I am a servant. I am not the Lord. The Lord is the Lord. When he says that it is finished, it meant that he took care of it all. And all I need to do is to abide in him, to stay very, very close to him, and I don't have to worry. I think it was interesting that when I gave my prayer, then the person who shared after me, also her prayer request too was, you know, about that, you know, being able to enjoy the good. And it is a big, big growth point to enjoy good. What I have to remember is that all good and perfect things come from the Lord. It says that in James. And so if good things are happening in my life, the Lord wants to use it again to advance the kingdom. And so like Paul and Timothy, I have to remember that I am indeed a servant of Jesus. And then it goes on in that verse and it says, to all the saints in Christ Jesus at Philippi, together with the overseers and the deacons. And I've shared on this before that I had to unlearn a teaching that I had had as a child. I used to think that saints were made by men, you know, that men had to come together and decide who was a saint and who wasn't. But biblically, as I started reading the Bible, I realized that that is not on what it says, but biblically, saints are any person who has heard the true gospel and has accepted that gospel and has confessed this gospel, sincerely asking Jesus to be their Savior. Once a person has done that, then they are biblically a saint. And so when Paul is talking about the saints in Christ Jesus, he's talking about fellow believers who have made that confession of faith, who have said that Jesus is their Lord, and they are following him no matter what. And so I am so grateful for the saints on this Bible study, those who have made that confession of faith. When I hear you guys claiming Jesus, and you know, when you're saying that you're going to follow him, my heart leaps. It really does, because I have that same commitment. And I need you. I truly and truly need you. And I know that God knew that I needed you. He made the body of Christ. You know, he didn't just save one person. You know, he saved many people, and he placed the same spirit inside of them so that they could come together in true fellowship. Not that false fellowship that I used to have when I was into my drug of choice, you know, when I was, was overeating, and I would be munching and doing all the other stuff that everybody else did and was thinking, ooh, you know, this is fellowship. Well, you know, that wasn't fellowship, because the truth is that all I was worried about is that it would be enough for me and people wouldn't be eating my stuff, you know, and on and on and on. And am I too fat, or, you know, am I fatter than she, and whatever. So, you know, that wasn't fellowship, believe me. But fellowship where I am truly devoted to the Lord, you know, and working his program, doing what he wants me to do. Now that's true fellowship. And also where the power comes from the Holy Spirit, and it's not my power that it comes. Also in verse 3 it says here, I thank my God every time I remember you. And again, I was never meant to walk this road alone. And God knew that I needed fellow travelers. And so I need this fellowship of other believers who confess with their lives the truth of the Word of God. And as God brings you to my memory, it's my responsibility to pray for you. And like I said, I'm very especially endeared to those who are in recovery. I am endeared to people who are in my church, you know, who know the Lord too. You know, I'm very grateful to them. But I have a special need for those in recovery, because they understand my brand of temptation. So I get a lot of strength from you, you know, as you show me how you're living your life, and at the same time how you're serving the Lord. You know, that you're not just relying on him for your recovery, that you are relying on him to express your giftedness as well. You know, recovery is taking back that life that the evil one was trying to steal away. And so once, you know, I am grounded in my abstinence or sobriety, then I have to also realize that the Lord has gifted me so that I can bring glory to him as I use that giftedness. And I don't have to worry about it. As long as I stay very close to him, I don't really have to worry. That's all I need to do, is to draw into him, and he'll take care of the rest. He will use me as he sees fit, and I don't have to worry. Verse 4 through 6 really hit me too, and especially verse 6. That is one of the verses that I have committed to memory, where Paul says, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Boy, is that a biggie for me. I remember even before I knew the Lord, I had heard this paraphrase in the 12-step rooms, you know, where people would say, you know, God has brought you too far to drop you now. I understand now, and this is what Paul is saying in verse 6, you know, he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. God started this good work in me. And it's my responsibility to, as they say, do the math. You know, I have been going back in my own life and look and see where he was working in my life even when I thought he wasn't. You know, there is a Bible teacher on the radio, Max Lucado. And he wrote a book a few years back called The Cure for the Common Life. And I remember reading that book and really being affected by one of the things that he said. He said that If you want to, again, to see your area of giftedness or your area where the Lord might be leading you, to actually look back in your life. Look at maybe even when you were a child, and what were the things that you did that nobody had to push you to do that you did. And he gave an illustration that really went to my heart, being that I'm a teacher, and I could really identify with it. But he said, yeah, you go to a kindergarten room, you know, and he says, you see the future artist, the child where everybody has already put away all of the crayons. The teacher is starting a new lesson, but this one child is still going to town finishing that work that she started, you know. And then it says you go out on the playground and you see another child, you know, leading his classmates, you know, organizing them, putting them into groups, you know, doing whatever, you know. And so I know that to me is saying, you know, that long before, you know, it was God, you know, he had that in mind. It was him. When we were doing Ephesians and we were in chapter 2, you know, where Paul was saying, you know, that in chapter 2, verse 10, that we were God's workmanship. It said, created in Christ Jesus to do good work. But it said, what God ordained, you know, before time. He ordained it before time, what it was that I was meant to be. So I am so grateful that for recovery, he is giving back that life that he had in mind for me even before he put me in the womb of my mom. And so he has begun a good work in me. He will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. And he is doing the same thing for you. And let me tell you, it's a marvelous thing to be a part of this community and to see people unfolding and to see them just working for the Lord. I am grateful, so grateful for all of you. And I'm going to stop there.